Today's Vegetarian Elite will be presented in Zulu and English, with subtitles in Arabic, our lexis of Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Nepali, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, Tagalog, Thai, and Zulu. Ngesonto elidlule saziswa uDunokwe othandekayo nonekhono waseNingizimu Afrika, umculi nombhali zingoma, umlingisi nesidla mfino. UDu wazalelwa komunye walelizwe eyaziwayo imindeni yabaculi eye ibizwe ngeJackson 5 yase-Afrika. Kuleli sonto sibuyile ukuzodingida imvelaphi yakhe yesiZulu nokuhlangana okujabulisayo kwakhe nabaholi bamazwe omhlaba, okufaka umfundisi ophezulu kakhulu uChinghai nowaseNingizimu uMongameli Nelson Mandela. Ngesikhathi sixoxa naye, siqaphele ukuthi uDu wayefake isigqoko esiqondene namaZulu.
Mix! Yeah, it does look beautiful, I know, because inside I feel beautiful.
Right.
So you're gonna get that from me. You see what I mean?
Kodumo nokuya emazweni omhlaba, uDu uhlala ezinikele ezimpandeni zakhe zobuZulu. Kuwo onke ama-album, izingoma zakhe ziqukethe isiNgisi kanye nolwakhe ulimi lokhokho lwesiZulu.
What does it mean to be Zulu?
Those are very proud people. Those are people who believe they have everything. So they live in a way in this concept of heaven, because Zulu means heaven. So if we can do it in a spiritual way, this pride, it would even have more meaning, you know? Yeah.
How does music relate to your culture as a woman of Zulu heritage?
I grew up knowing we were not allowed to open up that much those days, not now, you know. Women were in a way suppressed because they couldn't maybe raise their opinions, but through music they were doing it. And you sing, you express yourself, you release. So communication is key. We, you know, to make things happen, we need to talk about things. You know? So even if they were suppressed those days, they still communicated. And even with communities, when people have something to sort out, or there is something that has been done that is not right, that doesn't go with the culture, they will sing about it. I think music does that for us. It makes communication flow.
Could you share some Zulu wisdom with our viewers? Some wisdom from the Zulu culture.
Okay. Sure. You know that I'm going to have to explain this. Injobo entle itungelwa ebandla. What that means, it's Injobo is something very secretive, yeah? Mm-hmm. People before, even now they do it, even in government they organize those imbizos. They go and meet around a tree and talk about the matters of their community, you know? Mm-hmm. And if there is something to be corrected, if there is something that they must come together and, you know, work towards, they will just come to Imbizo. If there is a wife that's troubled by something, they will come to Imbizo. If there is a man that's troubled or a child, they'll come to Imbizo. You will take everything out, even the most secretive things. They say the most difficult problem that you have, you take it to Imbizo, Ebandla, where others are. Don't keep things to yourself. You know, that's why we get diseases. That's why we get heart diseases, whatever, diabetes, high blood pressure, because we keep things too much to ourselves. There's no way that your problem cannot be solved at Ebandla.
Yeah, so it's community wisdom.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Even if when you have a project, you know, you consult with other people. So there's no way that you're not going to get good results.
Yeah. So consultation around the ancestral tree.
Yes.
Ngesonto elidlule sifunde ukuthi uTu waba isidlamfino esemusha eneminyaka eyishumi nanhlanu. Kuyena ukuba isidlamfino kwakungesiwe nje umlando wokuzwelana kwakhe nezilwane, kwabe kuwuphawu lokuzimela geqe ngesibindi. Wahabula ngokufunda incwadi evela kuParamahansa Yogananda ukuthi ngesibindi kanye nokuzikhuza noma yini ingenzeka.
Do you find it difficult being a woman of African descent and being vegetarian?
No, actually, it's not difficult. I mean, I have my garden now, and there are, you know, vegetarian shops everywhere. It's not difficult, and it's quick to cook, you know, because you don't have to overcook it, just steam or whatever, and there's tasty meals. Like tonight, you're going to have the tastiest vegetarian meals, yes.
So what recommendation would you give to people in Africa to become vegetarian?
Ah, yeah. Lord, you know, we can save a whole lot of money. We can feed more people, you know, if we can go vegetarian, because we're wasting a lot of our resources, you know, with trying to create this meat of it, you know. We can do more. We can get rid of poverty. You can use the soil for what it is for, you know. There's a lot. We can discover a whole lot that is here on earth, you know, that God has given us.
Umkhiqizo wenyama emhlabeni ukhubaza ngokwethusayo ingcebo yemvelo, kanti isisusa esiphambili senguquko yesimo sezulu. Ukuhlala eAfrika, enye yezindawo ezincwebeka kakhulu ngenguquko yesimo sezulu, kumenze uTunokwe akhuthaze bonke ukuthi baguqule le mikhuba yokudla engumashaya bhuqe empilweni yethu nasendleleni yokuphila.
It's scary what can happen and what is already happening. You know, at some point we're going to run out of water, you know. At some point, you know, it's scary. We're going to start working and get paid by a glass, you know, you get a glass of water as your salary. That's how bad it can become if we don't take care of, you know, what is given to us. So maybe it's the language, the way that it's being taught. Something more has to happen. I know people are trying. I saw what Agoa did, you know. But we must just know within our homes, let's do something, let's get more educated, you know, and learn about this.
Masibuya ngemuva kwalomlayezo omfuphi, uNkosazana Tunokwe uzosipha efudumeza inhliziyo indaba ngokuhlangana nomfundisi ophezulukazi uChinghai nomongameli waseNingizimu Afrika uNelson Mandela. Ubukele izidlamfino eziphakeme kuSupreme Master Television.
is not ours to see. Yes, Rawa. Yes, Rawa. Yeah. Kula standosa.
Siyakwamukela futhi kwizicuthe eziyizidlamfino ku-Supreme Master Television nokuzophetha uhlelo oligqamisa usaziwayo waseNingizimu Afrika, umbhali zingoma, umculi nomlingisi uTu Nokwe. Njengelunga leminye yase-Afrika imindeni eyizicuthe zomculo, uTu wejwayelene nezivelele izidatanyiswa neyaseNingizimu Afrika inqophamlando, umongameli nesihlabani seNobel Peace Prize uNelson Mandela.
I have had many opportunities to meet the President Nelson Mandela, but the first time I met the former President Nelson Mandela was first in, I think it was in America. Then the second time I met him, it was when we were performing for him here at home. And he came out of our dressing room to greet all of us. And then he asked me, like he held my hand, you know, the first shake, like, how is your father? I was like, oh! you know my dad, you know, he's so current. And the third time, then he came to my daughter and he said, you are going to be the next president, sort of, you know, jokingly, but my daughter believes that now, that one day she will be one. So maybe she will be in a leadership position because she cares about what happens, you know, in the planet. She cares about people. She's so, you know, she's full of compassion. She's the one who ran to Master when Master came to South Africa. My daughter, her name is Nirvana. I don't know why I gave her that name. So she's got a role to play as well, you know.
You've met Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Yes.
What was your impression at that meeting?
Ooh, that first meeting, my lord, it happened to be an MC that day, which, you know, it was like a shock for me, but it happened. I ended up being there to welcome Master Ching Hai. You know, when she came through, that was really my first meeting, like physical meeting. What a free human being, you know. She's just comfortable in her own space. I felt like, oh my lord, you know, I can draw a lot from what I'm seeing. And the father of my child, who's the one who introduced me to her, he's passed now, he's in another heaven, you know, he just fell down on his knees and he went like this, and Master went to him and she touched his head and she said, you are also a Christ, my brother. You are also a Christ. You know, we sometimes, some Christians don't understand the Christ spirit, that Jesus, yes, that we all have it. And when she said that, I was like, wow, you know, I was so relieved, because sometimes we look for something to worship, you know, and the message of Jesus Christ is so powerful and simple. It's like what I saw in Supreme Master Ching Hai. So my first impression was simplicity. She made me feel comfortable myself, that I'm actually okay, you know.
Do you have any message you would like to send to Supreme Master Ching Hai?
Yes, I have a message that I would like to send to Master Ching Hai. My daughter would like to see you again, and I promised her that we will visit someday, so she will see you. And another message, I was in my altar the other day, and I have your picture in my altar, and I was just minding my own business, praying for my family, but all of a sudden I looked at your picture, and I cried for you. And I don't know whether I was crying because I'm missing you, but I just want to know that, I want you to know that somehow I felt like we don't pray for you enough. You are doing a lot for the world. You sacrificed a lot to do the work that you are doing for God. And, I want to cry again. But I did, on that day, I did pray for you, but I was crying because I should have been praying for you anyway. You don't have to do this alone. But thank you. Thank you.
Umfundisi ophezulukazi uChing Hai ngentokomalo waphendula unkosazana Tu Nokwe.
Thanks for your benevolent heart and loving prayers. May heaven's love protect you and yours always. You deserve it more. With all my love to you and your beautiful special daughter, I always remember you both. Chinghai.
Siyabonga nkosazana Tunokwe ngokuculela impilo ubuhle besiko lesizulu kanye nokuhlonipha yonke impilo. Sengathi ubuciko bakho bungaqhubeka bukhuthaze ukuzwana, ithemba kanye nentokozo kubo bonke abajabulela imisebenzi yakho. Sibukele ezingeneza kaMtoti. Siyabonga ngokuba nathi namuhla kuzicuthe eziyizidamfilo. Sicela uhlale nathi kuSupreme Master Television uzobona phakathi komfundisi kanye nabalandeli. Luyalandela maduzane. Azibusiswe izenzo zesizotha kanye nenhliziyo enomusa. Melodious viewers, thanks for being with us today on Vegetarian Edit. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Between Master and Disciples, coming up next. Blessed be your noble deeds and kind heart.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VE.